Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shh, We're Reading Dirty Books in our special series of Shh, We're Talking Fantasy Football. This is Saylet talking on behalf of Saylet and Kalina, since she's probably back already, but not here to record with us. So today, I've got a couple of special guests with me. I have Daniel, who was with us last week.
Hello.
And my favorite brother, Sayla.
Hello, hello.
Who is also in our league. And if you guys... I don't know if you guys have gotten to the episodes yet, but I have mentioned Sayla a couple of times in some of our episodes. Definitely have mentioned Dan. So we're just going to do a quick recap of what we had last week, what's going to happen this week, and then pretty much what we're going to look forward to as far as the championships. What is it called? The finals? The finals.
The playoffs.
One day I am going to figure out what football means. Sassy, stop it. Okay. So, by the skin of our teeth, Bitch Slap beat Sucks to Be You by 5 points. And that was real scary. That was like butthole puckering the whole freaking time. Wasn't it?
Yeah, and I lost, unfortunately, to Jeremy's team. Kansas City wasn't able to put the shellacking on Arizona like I thought they were, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it in the hole.
It sucks even more because we went over there so that you can... You know, do the shit talking and stuff, and it just, it's never fun when Jeremy wins.
Came up short.
Yeah.
And then Peter, of course, thought he was going to lose and ended up pulling it out again.
See, that's what he does. He says, hey, guys, I'm going to fucking lose, and then he kills it.
Well, that's why this week he's predicted to beat me, and he's confident and he's going to beat me, and we'll see what happens. I'm probably going to lose. Wink, wink.
Is that who you are playing this week?
Yes, I'm playing Peter.
Oh, okay.
That bastard Pickle Rick.
Yeah.
I started off good. My quarterback had the highest points out of anybody. But
who's your quarterback?
Big Ben.
Oh, yeah.
But overall team.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to make it into playoffs?
If I do, it'll be by the skin of my teeth.
Well,
you're number 10. You're only one win behind number 8. You got to probably win out, though. If you lose again, you're probably in trouble, bud.
Yep.
Well, I hope you make it there, because there's only 3 people that I want to win, and they are all sitting at this table right now.
Yeah, everybody but Kalina.
I want Kalina to win, too. I think that would be great. Right now, we're standing in second. Our record is 7-3. We have the overall highest points, but we are playing against Chris, which is, that's my monkey this week, who's also 7-3. Doesn't quite have as many points as us, but if he wins, then he's going to get it. I mean, really, it doesn't matter because we're all going to make it to the championships, which is going to be great. But I think it's going to be really teeth-clenching. That is our dog, Pancake. By the way, we're not torturing any of our dogs or anything right now. But anyway, this is going to be a super short episode because I really don't know what else to say. Right now, we're all just waiting to get to the championships.
Well, this week, who are you playing?
We are playing Chris.
So it's 7-3. So what? Somebody's going to go to 8-3. One person's going to go to 7-4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing Pickle Rick, and he needs to win out. But I'm going to end his run right now.
Yeah.
And you're playing All In Bitches, whose record is... he has a high score. What's his record, though?
5-5.
So at the moment. He's on the inside, but... And he has a high score, but he's had some bad luck lately and just not able to string some wins together. So if you could take him down and get him out of here, I'd appreciate it.
He was pretty scary. He was scary from the beginning. We thought he was going to be a pretty big contender, but he's been kind of falling off the grid a little bit.
I don't know about falling off. He's only 14 points behind you for overall score.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
He just had some bad breaks.
Just some bad breaks.
Most of my wins are when their team does bad. My team does okay always.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Pretty much prey on them doing bad.
Well, more than anything, I just need Ben to just kind of start losing for the rest of the season. And then once we get into championship, I want him to lose his game.
I don't know. If he took out Jeremy this week, he'd be okay with me.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true too, because he's up. Jeremy's number 5 in the league, so...
He needs to pay attention like Zadok does to his team. Or how he's been playing the past 9 years.
Yeah, because his team in the playoffs is scary, so. I wouldn't mind to see Jeremy missing out, and I wouldn't mind to see John missing out, because I don't like either of those teams.
I hear ya. Yeah, well, I think the most precarious thing for me is AJ Green. He was out for a while there, and then he came back as questionable, but now he's out as, what is that one? What's D mean?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. So, still glad that we didn't drop him, but, you know, we have Chris Godwin, who is also still questionable. So, we're running out of running backs, or I'm sorry, wide receivers in our league, so it's just going to be real hard to just pick anybody up.
It would have been a nice week to play either Sucks to Be You or Dirtiest Maximus, because none of them are paying attention to their teams.
No, they don't care.
They have two or three people not even playing this week.
Yeah.
And they're playing each other.
Yeah, and they're just out, so they're just going to be the perennial bye weeks these weeks coming up.
Well, they had to win last week in order to at least, you know, make it through to the championships, right? So if Sucks to Be You would beat us, then they would have had a shot to keep going. So, I mean, we've been like that in the last, what, 8 years that we've played this league. So at that point, it's just kind of like, eh, if you win the hoagie, you win the hoagie. Then you get second over, what is it, second round
pick. Overall.
Overall. So, you know, like, that's great and all. But at the same time, it's just like, eh, it is what it is. So, anyway, that's about it. Next week, you guys should have Kalina and I back. Hopefully, she hasn't forgotten what football is, because I still, after 2 weeks of not having her, have no idea what football is still. So, but thank you guys for coming back to us. And thank you to my brother and my husband for joining me. Actually, I kind of made them join me. They were playing video games. I was like, you guys need to stop and come do this video thing or this podcast with me, because I don't know what I'm talking about. Any ending words?
No, see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, this is Say That Wish. We're talking fantasy football, and I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.